Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. USA Water Ski and Wake Sports is based in Florida with clubs all across the country. There are competitions all over the world and affiliations that include the International Water Ski and Wakeboard Federation and the U.S. Olympic Committee. And as the website says, this is the organization for water skiing and wakeboarding in the United States. And now, for the first time ever, its Male Athlete of the Year is a seated disabled athlete who's also the Male Disabled Skier of the Year and a member of the Team of the Year. And we know him. He's Connor Pagetto from Sacramento. He's been with us on Insight a few times before, and now he's back with many, many honors. Hi, Connor.
Hi, how are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a crazy summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, you must have had quite a year. What came together this year?
I think it was the plan that my coach has put together. We've been working on goals for a while. I've got to credit them to a lot of things. Matt Oberholtz and Brian Detrick have been able to put a system together that we communicated about. I said what my goal was. They make the plan, and we work all summer to execute that and make sure we can get the ultimate goal and hopefully keep the U.S. on top and bring home some medals at the same time.
How old were you when you started water skiing?
So I learned how to water ski when I was 6 years old. And then I've been doing it competitively since 2011. So.
And you are how old now?
23.
Okay. Did you finish college? You were in college last time.
I did a couple years of college and then started working full time instead. So.
Will you explain how you compete and the arenas of competition for you are, if I remember right, you taught me this, jump, slalom, and tricks?
Correct.
So literally what you sit in, how you ski, will you...
Yeah, so each event has its own modified seat for myself. Some use the same cage, is what the seat is called, for every event. Personally, I've found that it's easier and I have a better fit for each event. So each event has a different modified seat that's mounted onto a different ski for each event as well. For trick, I use a standard hyperlite wakeboard. For slalom, it's a slalom ski custom designed from Liquid Access. And then my jump ski is one of three in the world designed by Brent Dory a while back. So,
you were diagnosed with your disability at age 4, but it's probably something you were born with, correct?
Correct.
It is hereditary. Will you explain what it is and what it does to your muscles or your legs in particular?
Yeah, so I have hereditary spastic paraplegia, which means my brain does not know how to use muscles from my hips down, and I'm slowly becoming paralyzed. So it can happen any second. So like right now I can move my legs a little bit, but that might not be the case in 30, 45 seconds. It comes and goes. The best way to describe it is kind of like running out of gas in your car. So sometimes the signal gets all the way to your legs. Sometimes it kind of just dies off somewhere in your spinal cord.
How's it progressing? What's changing in your body?
For me right now, it's pretty neutral. I've stayed some movement, but it does come and go. I haven't been paralyzed for a long period of time, any time recently. A few years ago, I was paralyzed for 3 months once, and then one morning I fell getting out of bed. And my legs moved and everything. It was kind of weird. But as of right now, more recently, it kind of just comes and goes a little bit there. And
do you take any medication?
I have a baclofen pump, which feeds baclofen, which is a muscle relaxer, into my spinal cord. So then instead of taking it orally and having it affect your whole body and go into your bloodstream, this just affects the nerves that are targeted.
And do you have to do any special physical therapy to keep your limbs moving?
No, for me, it's not necessarily any physical therapy. I used to do physical therapy all the time with my legs, and then I just kind of stopped. Mainly, the only time I'm in for physical therapy is something going on with my upper body, so a shoulder surgery or anything like that.
I have watched your victories, your career over the years, so many competitions, events all over the world, world championships, record setting, and going on these parallel tracks of the disabled athlete competitions, and I don't know the correct phrase. Will you help me? Able-bodied is a phrase that was, is that appropriate?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay.
We call them ABs.
ABs, all right. So tell me about competing in both and what this means to have been chosen athlete of the year in both categories for the first time.
So for me, it was a huge honor. It really sets down to all of the hard work that has been put in. It's not like I'm skiing half as much as all the able-bodied guys or girls are. I'm skiing just as much, putting just as much effort and work into it. So being able to be recognized at that level is huge, especially because there were a lot of elite skiers that could have been chosen for the Male Athlete of the Year. So it's a huge honor in that aspect for me.
Has it put you in a category of role model, mentorship? Do other disabled and able-bodied skiers reach out to you? I think you've come up to really the top of this world right now.
Yeah, I would say I take pride in being that mentor type atmosphere and have that kind of reach out. Anybody can contact me. I get messages through Instagram and Facebook and stuff all the time. I do whatever I can to help grow that sport because the ultimate goal is to obviously grow disabled water skiing and wakeboarding. The more people that know about it, the better. And if I'm at the store or something and I see somebody who's like missing an arm or sitting down, like I always go up, hey, here's my card. This is what I do. Have you ever thought about being on the water? A lot of the stuff that we do with some of the vets programs, it's huge because a lot of them, they kind of think, okay, my life is kind of over now that I've been blown up or I'm missing something. And so when they see that, hey, there's still a life outside of being a crazy Marine or Navy SEAL or anything like that, they have that competitive drive comes back and all of those things. So that makes all the time and all the energy that's put in on the water that much better because it gives that fire back.
When you say the word crazy, because I know you mean crazy dedicated, crazy intense. You mean it in a way that I know has driven you over many years.
Of course, yeah. I think you have to be a little bit nuts, like to do some of the stuff that we do. And for example, like jump skiing, like we're hitting the ramp high in 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour. So like it's not necessarily like the easiest thing in the world, but you got to have something. It's either that competitive drive that's just keep pushing you to set records or just be the best you can be, or it's, hey, I've got maybe a little something missing, but I love the adrenaline. I love that rush because of the high risk and reward factor of it.
I believe you're a world record holder in tricks, aren't you?
Correct.
So what do you do? What's the trick?
For tricks, so we have 20 seconds to do as many tricks as we can. So you have 20 seconds down the lake, 20 seconds back, and you have to be perfect because their judges are going to take everything away. So instead of doing, if you're doing like a 180, it has to be exactly 180. If you under rotate or over rotate, they'll take the trick away. So I think that's part of what drives me so much to enjoy trick. It has to be perfect. There's a right and a wrong. It's not like, oh, it's close enough. Here you go. It's either you've done it or you haven't.
You're turning and flipping.
So no flipping, but more spins. Yeah.
All right. I'm talking with Connor Pagetto, a disabled water skier who is the 2019 USA Water Ski Male Athlete of the Year and the 2019 USA Water Ski Male Disabled Skier of the Year. You started all this on snow, and
Correct.
Your parents put you in some special training, I think, when you were six?
Yeah, I started snow skiing when I was about six or so, and that was something we always did as a family. Everybody was snow skiers. So with that, we skied a lot, and I got frostbite in 2010, 2011, and that's when I kind of said, okay, I'm not doing the cold anymore, like, because I can't feel cold in my legs. So I can feel like an ice cube, but if it's cold air or cold water, I can't really tell. So that was the biggest thing. I said, I'm going to this summer, like that's going to warm weather.
And now that you're at the elite level of the sport, what's possible? Is water skiing and wakeboarding in the Paralympics yet?
So it's not because there's a boat involved. Now, if they could figure something out where there's no kind of variable air, then possibly, but cable has a higher possibility of going into the Olympics or Paralympics. But as of right now, it's just the World Championships as high as you can go.
And there's no demonstration arena for the Olympic team either?
Correct, no.
Okay. Where do you want to go with this then? And what's the age range for how long you might be able to compete?
So for me, I've wanted to do this as long as I can. There's a lot of members of the team who are in their 40s or 50s as well. For me, I've been skiing for a very long time. So I've already had a wrist surgery. I've had a shoulder surgery. So I want to maximize my time on the water for sure, because skiing is not always going to be an option. And so as long as I can continue to push the sport and improve and drive somebody else to maybe take it to the next level as well, that's what I want to do.
Say something about how independent and mobile you are in your daily life. You drove here today.
Yep.
You came in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. How much freedom do you have to do what you want to do?
I can pretty much do anything I need to. Now, if I'm going up a flight of stairs, it's going to take a little bit longer than you, but I can definitely
get up. You will get out of the chair and work yourself up the stairway.
Exactly, yeah. And then for driving and anything like that, like I drive a bigger diesel truck, tow boats, do everything. So like that's my day-to-day life is no different than anybody else's. I guess they wouldn't be towing all the time, but that's going to be the difference there.
Is there science working on the neurology of the disease? And I think the last time you were here, you said only a small number of people in the country have this.
Correct. Yeah. So it's very rare to show signs as a child. So when I was diagnosed, I was the 16th kid in the United States. So there are similarities with MS and ALS and things, but my disability is on 16 different chromosomes. So that's where the gapping is. So there are things that are kind of working in the works, but for the most part, it's still kind of unknown.
Say the name of it again in case someone is now intrigued and wants to research
more. My disability is hereditary spastic paraplegia.
All right. And I'm always curious about what these accomplishments mean to you and for you, beyond it being a sport that you love and a place where you can just physically feel a sense of freedom that maybe you don't get in your everyday life. What else is it?
I think it's that kind of role model type atmosphere, and then the drive to always keep going and the drive to keep pursuing. My brother and I were raised to like never settle. Mom's whole thing was always, hey, you can always do better. You can always keep improving. So the second you are satisfied, then one, you stop learning, and two, you stop having that drive to do anything. So you always need to continue to keep pushing yourself. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I think my coaches are tried and true to that as well. It's always very pushed, but it's directed to having the overall best outcome possible for us and then also the U.S. team.
One more thing before you go. You have some great teammates, and this has been a team honor. So do you want to mention a few other names?
Yeah, so Matt Oberholtz would be a huge one. My mom, Diana Pagetto, my brother has always been there, Gavin, and then Brian Detrick and Steve Detrick, who have been there from the very beginning as well. It's been a huge, huge help. So I love that they push me so hard during the training season that when we get to a world championship or anything, it's not a huge shock, and it makes it a lot easier to compete at that high level.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
It's been so fun to watch this evolve for you and to cheer you on. So I look forward to the next time, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Connor Pagetto, world champion water skier and USA Water Ski's Male Athlete of the Year and Male Disabled Athlete of the Year. Go to the website. We have pictures. We've had some video in past interviews of Connor in competition. You can find that at capradio.org/insight. Good luck in 2020.
Thank you.
Up next, a visit from Harry Potter and Albus Potter. You can see them on stage in San Francisco, and we'll have details coming up. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.